Going to college, it's really expensive. I'm having a baby, they're really expensive. I sell books though, they're really good. You should also subscribe. So why don't you believe in evolution?
Well, basically back to the beginning in terms of the Big Bang.
No. Evolution.
Oh, evolution, okay. Okay, so in terms of my, well, you have to start at the Big Bang in order to discuss evolution.
Nope, I will grant you that God magically created the universe. That would not mean that evolution is false at all.
Yeah, but would you agree that evolution is a religion, first of all?
No, we do not agree on that.
Well, you have to have faith to believe in it. You weren't there when it happened.
No, there's evidence. If you have evidence, then you don't need faith. And I have all of the evidence.
Right, okay. So present your evidence then.
All life
present
on the planet.
Some facts of your evidence.
All life on the planet is related. That's necessarily true if evolution is true.
Right, but all evolutionists ever give is, in terms of their examples, is types of microevolution, variations within the species.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that all life on the planet is related. Do you agree that it's a fact that all life on the planet is related?
They share similar DNAs in terms of percentages.
That's what it means to be related, yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're all related out of one species or out of one bacteria
Yes, that's exactly what that means, because if all life did come from one ancestor, which is what evolution says, then the only possibility is that all life would be related. If no life on the planet was related, then evolution would have been proven false. Instead, the evidence supports it in a big way.
Right, like, so the evidence what evolutionists give is that we share, 98% DNA with chimps and apes and things like that?
98% of your genes, in terms of your DNA, it depends on what kind of analysis you use, but it's between, 95%.
Right, but the difference of that 2% is a chasm in terms of its trillions of nucleotides of difference.
Oh, it's not trillions. It's only millions for that case. But yeah, us and chimpanzees are different, which is exactly what evolution predicts. So this, you proved evolution again.
Right, but why don't we see evolution in life today?
We do, literally all the time.
When? Give an example.
Sure. Bacteria evolving antibiotic resistance. That's evolution.
Okay. So in relation, can I discuss the Big Bang for a bit?
Nope.
Why?
Because I don't like it when people change the subject. It makes for, not a very great.
You're the one that set the rules in terms of what you wanted to discuss, evolution, Big Bang, creation, but all you wanted to discuss is evolution.
Yeah, we picked so this actually started off with you saying what would you like to talk about, and I said evolution. So I'm going to continue on that pathway that you set us on. So anyways,
right, okay. But in order to sort of come to the conclusion that evolution is true, you obviously have to discuss the Big Bang and the origins of life.
Nope. I can believe that God created the entire universe. I can believe that God created the first living thing. And all the evidence would still support evolution. Because all evolution is all life coming from a single origin. It doesn't matter how the non-living parts of our universe came into existence. That has nothing to do with whether or not evolution is true. And it has nothing to do with how the first living thing came into existence. Because that's not what evolution is, and it doesn't prove or disprove evolution.
Right, but evolution claims it's part of science, is that correct?
Evolution is not this thing that makes claims. Evolution is the name... Excuse me.
Right. So
is
why
the
don't
name
they call
that scientific minded people give
theory?
The observed facts of a process, and that process.
Yeah,
is
but why don't
evolution.
They call it evolution fact instead of evolution theory? It's not proven.
It's been proven countless times.
So why
that's
don't
what scientific
the
that's what scientific theories are, and there are scientific laws of evolution, like Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium is never observed. That is a law of evolution. The allele frequencies change in every single generation. That is absolutely known to be the case as a law. That doesn't have any further explanation because that's what laws are. They're just brutally established facts. So you don't know how the nomenclature in science works. Do you think the Earth orbits the sun?
Yes.
That's called heliocentric theory. Why isn't it called heliocentric law? Because you don't understand what a scientific theory is.
Oh my goodness. See, you're happy
chat,
to discuss what you
chat,
say.
It's
you're
laughing.
You're happy to discuss what you want to discuss, but you won't discuss other facts like the Big Bang. Like the fact that the
yeah
law
no
of
I can
like
tell you were super
momentum.
Insecure about this 5 minutes ago when you tried to change the subject the first time.
Yeah, but
so you're not giving
why,
me any
well,
new
but
information.
Why won't you go here? Back to the beginning? And see, it's a
because the audience prefers when we stay on subject, and I prefer when I keep people on the same subject to expose the hypocrisies within them. And I hope that maybe some of the Nimrods I talk to end up changing their mind. But that will only happen if they're forced to confront their beliefs. And if you're just going to change the subject every 5 seconds when you get uncomfortable, then there's no hope for you. So, let's keep talking about evolution.
Well, can you answer me this question? Why won't you discuss the Big Bang?
I literally just answered that question.
Because you don't want to change the subject in terms of what you wanted to discuss first.
That's part of what I said, but I said a lot more than that. I'm not answering the question a second time. So anyways, if evolution were true, what would the evidence look like?
If evolution were true?
Yeah.
Obviously, we still see changes, but in terms
we see gene changes every single generation.
Yeah, but do you see dogs producing non-dogs? No.
You wouldn't expect to see that in a human lifetime. That would be evidence of magic, not evolution.
See, that's where the faith comes in.
No, it's
you
not
refuse
faith.
To believe that, you refuse to believe that evolution is a faith. You have to have faith to believe it happened.
No, we have evidence.
But you refuse to believe... Oh, come on, man.
So what you're talking... So logically. If organisms turn into other organisms over long periods of time... then there would be evidence of that too. For example, all of the things that are fossils would be different than the things that are today. Hey, are all of the things that are fossils different species than the ones we have today?
By the way, the geological column is false in terms of the periods.
Are all of the fossils different species than the ones we have today?
Yes.
Okay, so there. You just proved evolution again.
No, it didn't.
It's like
it
the third time you've done that.
There was a worldwide flood and those fossils were wiped out when the flood occurred.
Nope. The flood would destroy the entire planet. This has been known for a long time.
Yeah, and it did destroy the planet?
No, I mean it would literally incinerate the Earth's crust and make our atmosphere disappear. This has been known for a long time.
No, because biblically it says when the fountains of the deep... See, you can't have a discussion with you, man, seriously.
Yeah, so when what has to happen in order for water to evaporate? Oh, he left. Okay, good.
Meaning the universe started from these quantum fluctuations that you mentioned.
That's not what that means. When I say there's no evidence that a God created the universe, I'm only telling you that there's no evidence that God did it. I'm perfectly okay with having no idea how it happened, but there's no evidence that a God did it.
How would you imagine evidence of this type of evidence?
supernatural evidence, it's literally unknowable.
Well, yeah. So all we have left is philosophical evidence.
I don't think that there's such a thing as that. What does that even mean?
Well,
to me that just says I can structure words in a way that if by my own semantics I can argue that these particular things follow, then therefore my argument proves itself. But that means nothing to me, like at all. So I could just say, according to my semantics, orange juice is God. And I have proven God by that metric.
And what? How? What would be your claim to back this claim up?
It would just be a series of axioms and logical deductions and definitions, which is exactly what philosophical evidence is. I mean, yes, you can tell me whatever you think it is, and then we can discuss it.
Philosophical evidence, what I imagine under that.
You can either tell me what you think philosophical evidence is, or what your philosophical evidence is. Either one is fine.
So I'll start with what is this philosophical evidence, and it would probably be some logical deductions. Yeah, as you said,
yep.
Logical deductions from what we know. And I could probably put it as theoretical physicist, if that's what they do. If we cannot prove something, they will just deduct from what we know.
But they deduct from what we know. We don't know. I mean, you haven't given your case yet, but I don't think that we know that the supernatural is real, or that there are necessary beings or anything like that. So I guess I'm curious as to where it'll go from there. Go ahead.
And what we know is what we see, and how the world works, right? And some of the most basic philosophical arguments for God is the contingency argument, which you mentioned with the last guest. I looked it up because it seemed interesting to me. And from a philosophical view, nothingness cannot be a quantum nothingness, where quantum fluctuations...
I don't believe in nothingness.
Well, so what? And what was there before the Big Bang?
Probably just the universe.
The universe?
Yeah, I cannot possibly imagine how a universe cannot exist. Because in order for a universe to not exist, then that means it has to come from nothing. Even if I grant you God existing, you're still telling me that the universe comes from nothing. Because the universe isn't a piece of God. It's just the divine, creation of that God, which would mean that it comes from nothing. And that basically is, I don't know if you're Christian or whatever, but that basically is what the official Christian doctrine is. Creation ex nihilo.
I'm not familiar with this Latin word.
It just means creation out of nothing.
Oh, so you just don't understand the concept of nothingness.
I don't think nothing is a comprehensible concept. I think it's an absolute what's the word? It's not really a contradiction, but it's just literally meaningless. Nothing doesn't exist. That's the only thing you can say about nothing. There can't be, you can't describe nothing even. The only thing you can say about nothing is that nothing doesn't exist.
You're right. Yeah.
Well, seems like I understand the concept of nothing then.
Yeah. Well, my bad. I said it incorrectly. What I meant is that because us as humans cannot comprehend nothingness, then we have deducted some concepts such as God. And now it's a matter of faith. You chose to not believe and not have an answer. And some Christians or religious people have chosen that they have some evidence leading to...
Yeah, I just... Yeah.
Sorry, my brother walked in.
Yeah, it's no problem. And yeah, I just do not accept that. I don't know X, therefore Y is logically sound. Not X is not evidence of Y. So, but that is why it's a faith position. I have no idea. I don't have evidence or reasons for believing apart from just believing, the desire to believe. It's like, well, I don't really do that, I guess.
That's completely fine. If you don't want to believe, it's your choice. Faith is meant to take a leap of faith. And yeah.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
That's everything I have to say. Thank you.
You're welcome. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.